Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 14. This is the martini episode. We ask you to respect the laws, drink responsibly, and all that jazz. Oh my god.
Somebody's in their headset.
Somebody's just...
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
She climaxed with her headset. Okay, ready.
Kate, I'm watching you. You gotta stop moving around so much.
When you have a stalker...
The thing is, if you're using a zoom lens, right? I mean, it's a really narrow field of view. So if you move around too much, it's a pain in the ass.
Totally.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm your host, Derek Sommer. I have with me today Doug from North Carolina, Dave from Massachusetts, Kate from Massachusetts. Oh, that's it. I forgot the and Kate from Massachusetts. How's that? Does it sound better?
Good job.
Perfect.
All right. So what we have for our lineup today, We'll talk more in depth about our lineup. I noticed, Doug, your lineup says still recovering from Scorpion Bowl.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Doug had failed with Scorpion Bowl. See, this is actually important, because last episode, the one that Dave decided not to make because he locked himself out of his house, we had said we were going to have like this kind of like live episode where Dave and Doug were going to come to my house and... And that all failed. And
hey, can
and
we go Jake back was, to that for a second? Because yeah. I mean, I know I sound like a retard, but I don't want to really emphasize that. It wasn't really me that locked me out of my house. It was Mother Nature.
Yeah, but it sounds like, better when I say it the other way.
Yeah, I know it does.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
Fan base, you know, and yeah. I want to make sure that. You know.
Exactly. Dave is not actually a retard. It just happened to be that when power goes out and you only use your.
On TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you only use your electronic door, garage door openers like I do, when the power goes out and they don't work, they lock down pretty tough. So you can't get in your house. And I can totally sympathize with that. I've been there. I just happen to have somebody home to let me in. So
you guys don't have a regular old-fashioned lock where you stick the key in and you just turn it to the right?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do, but I don't have
like
the keys.
My front door.
I have a front door.
I don't carry a key.
Yeah. I don't actually have the key.
You are a dork.
No. Yeah, but I don't have the keys. When I bought the house, it was a new construction, and they gave me some keys to get in. They didn't work. And apparently they gave us keys to somebody else's house or something. So I actually don't have a key to get into my own house, which is cool because I have these garage doors. If they fail, then I'm going to be breaking some windows, or I mean, I leave the windows unlocked so I could pretty much open them. I think anybody listening who plans to steal shit, please don't.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a like an electronic keypad and stuff outside too. So even if I like, I don't know, my car was lost or whatever, I can still get in. But if I have no power, I'm still fucked.
Right. That's completely true. And anyway, so we didn't do last week. We were going to do a tiki episode. What happened was Dave had the wife do one of those. You remember we're going someplace tonight, right? So that didn't happen. Jake was going to show up too, and because he's ready to drink anytime he can, my brother. And he got lost up north. Even though he has a satellite, or what do you call it, a TomTom, he forgot to bring it or didn't think he needed it. He got lost. He didn't make it. So what we did is Doug came over. And I had my friend Don over with his wife, and Doug brought his wife, and I had my wife, so it was like a bunch of people. And we did some drinking. We had a 151 shot or something, which just to test to see if it would actually disappear on our palates before we actually could swallow it. We did some margaritas. You did that blue crazy drink where Doug pulled one of these. I'm going to make this mixed drink out of this recipe, but I'm not going to read the ingredients until I'm halfway done and I realize I don't have them. So then I'll substitute in random drinks to make it taste good. Didn't taste good, but Doug, you know, he's the man. Doug drank the whole thing. He's the man. It was blue, so it's cool. And so that wasn't good. The end of the road was I cracked open the Scorpion Bowl. We laid down some mad dope powers. We put out the 151, the dark rum, the light rum, the vodka, the gin. We made, you know, pineapple juice. I even had the umbrellas, right? The little umbrellas, because it was supposed to be a tiki episode.
Let me clarify something here. The Scorpion Bowl, Derek searched out and got the largest mixing bowl in his house.
Well,
it was. Was it halfway or three quarters way full?
Dude, they challenged my testicles, okay? I pulled out one bowl and they were like, what is that? That's a piece of Tupperware.
What is the Shomer testicle challenge exactly?
I pulled out a bowl. I pulled out the first one, it was a piece of Tupperware. And everybody looked at me like, you're going to put a Scorpion bowl in a piece of Tupperware? So I went for the big salad bowl. You know, like the group salad bowl? Basically what we did is I took a salad bowl, I made a big Scorpion bowl out of it. By the recipe, it just happened to have like 10 liquors in it, whatever. It was red, you know, like we get the grenadine in there. And me, Doug, and Don, we suck that bitch down. Like we put it away. And And if you don't believe me, I have on DVD Douglas drunk.
Oh my God!
It was awesome. Videoed it? Oh yeah. Well, no, I didn't. Don, I bought an HD video player because we're going to be doing video podcasting, and I'm going to do like a video drinking podcast, like a 5 minute short. And what?
Nothing.
Oh, so I had the HD video player downstairs, and really bad thing to have when you're drunk, have it anywhere near you. And so he picked it up. He's like, "Hey, Doug." He basically asked Doug to pull down his pants.
I said like three words on it.
Yeah. So fucking... You were destroyed. And
I was totally destroyed. Now, I kept checking my fucking tongue out. What was up with that?
That was how you were balancing. So
that's right. That was how I was balancing.
The end result was Doug's wife was nice and didn't let him pull down his pants on two occasions. So we were we avoided that mess. However,
yeah, I'm definitely wanting for her taking my shorts off.
Yeah, you were all about. You had no problem. So once we got over that hump,
pants optional.
When we noticed Doug was, I wouldn't. When he was standing, he was swaying. Like he would do that thing where he kind of leaned his head forward and just ran because he, you know, the gravity was kind of wherever the most weight was. So he would just like lean forward, stick out his tongue, and just start walking into walls, whatever it was. So we finally were like, Doug, all right, you need to go to bed. So, well, it was more of a wife decision thing. So, which she was pretty cool about it. My wife would have killed me by then. And when he got out the door to get to the car, he was obviously not driving. He just booted, like, right into the plants. It was awesome. It was the funniest thing.
Actually, here's the thing for me, though. My memory of the evening was, you know, doing the different shots of everything, and then having the blue drink, and then going into the Scorpion Bowl, and then it's like last memory is, wow, I really need to pull a long pull out of the Scorpion Bowl. The memory after that is getting outside and puking.
At least you remember.
The memory after that is waking up in the morning, looking at my wife in bed, and going, "I puked." Rock and roll.
And then he called me to see if I needed any cleanup crew, but it was all gone by then.
I felt bad about that.
It was just,
man, do I need to come hose your lawn down or something?
The best part was when you decided to do circles around the car and took out a rear view mirror. You know how they flip? Thank God, like they flip forward. I don't know why. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, he clocked it pretty good.
For me.
Yeah, it was a good thing that Honda Elements can flip forward. It was
I don't recall that.
Yeah, I know that was my buddy Don's car. I didn't tell.
Oh, sorry, Don.
Well, it was overall good night. I ended at 11:30, but you know we were all pretty messed up. Some Mai Tais in there too. It was a good time. But that is what happened instead of the podcast. So.
I mean, it was like you have some long ass excuses,
but it was a good one.
It was a podcast, just not recorded.
Right. So what we did, I don't know where we came. Oh, I came up with this idea. We were going to do martinis because realistically, they're kind of an enigma. Certain people know what they are. Some people think they're kind of high class, snobby drinks. Other people don't know the differences between martini types and dry vermouth and sweet vermouth and what the hell dirty martinis are. And I didn't either until not too long ago. I probably figured out from Doug, because Doug was the only guy I know who would actually order one. And so I thought, you know what, I'm getting into these things because I'm trying to do vodka martinis because I'm not a fan of gin, which is the primary ingredient of a martini. And so I went out and I bought martini glasses because you got to do martini glasses. Got a whole host of drinks here, like all kinds of different vodkas and crazy shit. 3olives.com, I went there to get my recipes, only because they have awesome music. And as we've mentioned in the past, the
official soundtrack of Everyday Drinkers.
Exactly. So I think we have a good cross section of people who have had them, don't know what they're like, and I wanted to get right into it because I know that the one trick behind the martini is it's not on ice. And I know Dave has one in a frosty martini glass, right, Dave? Or was frosty?
Yeah, and I thought that would make a difference, and yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't make a difference in taste, or.
No, I think it probably does. I mean, it probably makes it a little bit better, but it's still just fucking nasty. So
what do you have for a martini?
I'm doing a what I think is a classic martini. It's pretty much three parts gin. I'm using Bombay Sapphire. Part dry vermouth, which I'm using Martini and Rossi. And a big-ass olive stuck in the middle.
We have the same drink.
Really? All right.
Now, well, here's the difference. So I think you like it, and I don't.
So,
because, look, yeah. I mean, who... I know we haven't done a gin episode yet, but who looked at a pine tree and went, I could drink that?
That's why we haven't done a gin episode, to be honest with you.
Bombay doesn't really have that piney thing going on like Tanqueray does.
I have to admit, it's better, but I don't know. Still has that pine soul kind of thing going on for me.
I missed the first part of that. Did you say it's just gin and vermouth?
It is.
And an olive?
Uh-huh. And an olive, okay. Yeah.
That is classic. Now, what? Tell me, you mentioned the Tanqueray. Now, I own Tanqueray. As far as I understand, Tanqueray is the gin to have, right? Or is it now? Is it changed? Has trends moved to Bombay? Or is it just for different?
I'm an idiot. Did I say I was using Bombay? I'm using Tanqueray. Often I drink gin.
Yeah, then it's definitely piney. Here's the deal. Tanqueray, in the event you want to make a gin drink with Tanqueray, go for the gin and tonic.
Why?
Tanqueray because it tastes pretty good in a gin and tonic atmosphere, just because the tonic helps cut the pininess, as it were. It works well for that particular, although I'm so partial to Bombay Sapphire. Anytime I get a gin drink, it's with Bombay Sapphire.
You know, I had Bombay Sapphire in one hand and Tanqueray in the other, and I was like,
So you went out and bought those specifically for this?
Yeah.
You're worse than I am. No, you're not, but you're close.
Well, I just got a small bottle. It's not like, you know.
Oh, yeah. They come in. So I have a huge bottle of Tanqueray because I heard that was the shit to have, so that's what I thought I'd buy. Am I wrong?
I figured I'd give it a good, you know, honest effort, but I think it's just one of those things where gin is, I don't know, there's some flavor to it that just does not go well with me.
Maybe it's, what you're saying is you don't like, you're not a fan because of the gin itself, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I would like vermouth by itself either.
Nobody drinks
like
that.
This is
Did you try it with vodka? Just the vodka and vermouth?
That's my next one, actually. I'll do that.
Okay. You probably are going to find a complete difference.
Yeah, vodka is much more neutral, so I'm assuming it's going to be better. But, like, I don't know. Something about drinking these pure alcohol kind of drinks is a little bit rough.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I agree, because I was looking at the recipe, and I'm like, wait, it's just vermouth and vodka. There's nothing else to, like, kind of tone it down. But right. I don't know. I didn't like the taste of it. It just didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, and I'm not one to sit there with a glass of something like, you know, whiskey or anything like that. So I don't know. It just seems a little bit harsh to me.
Mm-hmm. So you're more of a, you can't do the real stuff. I mean, this, no.
Yeah, but, I'm a big pussy. Is that what you're saying? Don't make me
Well, in scale, no, you're not a
creme de coco.
I guess you are a big. I mean,
it would take me a while because I'd have to like leave the tree outside of Kate's house.
Right. Because when you're stalking, you want to do it the right way.
Exactly. And I only do it in the summer and stuff because it's, you know, it gets cold out in the winter. It's just so the one nice thing about a martini, though, is that you get a snack with it.
What?
And oh, yeah. You get a snack. Yeah. Just, that kicks ass. So I got to give props to the olive, but that's really about it.
So you're all about the garnish. What does an olive taste like? I guess I can't. That doesn't make any sense because it's going to taste like an olive to everybody, right?
You know what? It tasted really salty when I had it. And I looked at the thing and it said like 250 milligrams of sodium for one olive. So it's
Holy
I'm sure
shit.
It's whatever it's soaking in, but.
Yeah, and then I'm not entirely certain what a pimento is.
The red thing.
Oh, mine didn't have pimentos in them.
Some people take out the pimento.
Yeah.
The pimento apparently changes the taste to be more sweet or something.
Well, it doesn't come naturally with it in there.
No, I know.
Does it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I think when you buy them,
they grow that way.
I got a jar. Shut it. I got a jar of martini olives, and they didn't have the pimento in there.
The place that I went actually had like seven different types of olives. I was
yeah.
What the hell is an olive warehouse? Jesus. Oh wow, my drink is awesome.
Pimento's nice.
Are you doing? You're doing the mint chocolate.
Now here's the thing. I went total. No, I finished that. I went totally. all out on the chocolate rave. So what I decided I was going to do is I went to 3olives.com. I knew I wanted the chocolate diamond martini, which is 1.5 ounces of Three Olives vodka, 1 ounce of Three Olives vanilla vodka, 1/2 ounce of white creme de cocoa, and you shake it and put it on ice, strain it into a frosty martini glass. Frosted martini glass is key. Mine's not frosted because it started that way, and it's no longer that way because that's the downfall. Is you're gonna be cooking through glasses doing this. I think that's cool. I mean, you just keep rotating them out.
Good to me, like as opposed to pine sap shit wine, you know.
I know Well, it is good. There's nothing bad about this drink. None of these. I also have the Crazy Cow, which I'll explain later. I haven't actually had that yet. Now I had ahead of time because we were waiting for Doug for a little bit and we're kind of chilling. I had the mint chocolate chip martini, which is 1 ounce of Three Olives vodka, 1/2 ounce of creme de menthe, and 1/2 ounce of creme de cocoa. Now, so what you're getting here, I understand it's feminine. Shut up.
Creme de cocoa. It
he actually has
funny.
It tattooed on his ass.
I don't like gin. Yes.
Creme de cocoa. Right, but it does sound good, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, the back of my ass says, I'm your bitch. Now, this is the deal. It's a chocolate vodka, which is very tasty. Very kind of like and sticky, though. It's very sugary. And then,
so I'm sorry. Can we just rewind on that? Is that just you can get Kettle One chocolate flavor or yes. Grey Goose? Okay,
exactly. Well, this must be new because I've never seen this before. But Three Olives is on a huge tear in the market. It seems because when I went to the largest New Hampshire liquor store, they're taking over the vodka section. And what they did, they have a side cart thing with all their shit on it. Right then they have. They're bigger in the store right now than Absolut. I don't. They pretty much just went out and made so many flavors that when you kind of just run the columns in the vodka section, if you notice the vodka section is what the fuck biggest section in the store. They have. Yeah. They probably have a good third of it. It's all there.
Hey, we need this.
Oh God!
The Three Olive website.
Oh yeah.
It must be the music.
I need to get some lighting.
I have lighting.
Put some lighting in my office.
I have 1,800 watts of lighting right here. You want me to turn it on?
Hey, shush, I'm grooving here.
Oh, God.
Shush?
Shush, yeah. That's
shush?
That's you guys.
We all
did
got
you just
feminine.
Shush us?
Well, I think I did, yeah. Well, it's the music. It springs that out.
Yeah, we're drinking martinis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm drinking a martini and I'm listening to that. I mean, right. That's just going to happen.
So
that's such a horrid stereotype of the martini that has its roots with, heads of state and fucking James Bond.
Oh, I know.
It's rude.
We'll go through that.
So that's the thing. So we're talking about I've got this thing made out of pine juice and crap wine.
You just hate juniper. juniper berry hater.
It's good for Bond's eyes.
And yet, Derek's got this thing that's pretty much like candy.
Oh,
and it's called martinis. How did that happen?
Because people realized that the pine salt sucked, and they wanted.
I think it's all about the glass.
No, seriously,
pretty much put anything in that glass, and it would become a martini at this point.
Yeah, but you know, it's not just the glass; it's the garnish. If you go to their website, you'll notice that the chocolate martinis have Hershey Kisses on a little stick. They have, they're all crazy, and they have like cherry ones.
So I can never ever order one of those at a bar. Pretty much is what you're telling me.
Probably not. No, I mean the cherry ones look pretty good. They have a cherry floating on the bottom instead of an olive. No, but here's the deal: when you go to the store, besides the fact that everything I have is Three Olives, just because I stuck with the brand because I didn't know, I didn't want to mix the flavors with the vodkas. I just stuck with the same brand. That and their marketing's working on me, and their bottles are nice. Whatever. The trick here. Is that you can get it from anybody. You can get a chocolate vodka from other companies. There's plenty of them out there. So really, you need a chocolate vodka. You need the cream de coco. You need a vanilla vodka. Bam, you got yourself a diamond martini, right? That's it. You don't need to go with Three Olives. They just have a really cool sounding website.
So is the creme de coco something that you get at the liquor store or the grocery store?
No, it's like creme de menthe, only made out of chocolate. It is 54 proof. It's from mine is from Dick Cooper's. I bought theirs just because it's clear too. That's the other trick is if you get the like a cloudier one, your martini is going to look a little dirty. So my martini looks like I'm drinking water, and that'll change when I get to the Bailey's. But right now that's the standard. The two I'm doing now, the mint chocolate chip martini, which has
that
a creme de menthe.
So
you've had white mint chocolate chip ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that, but with kick. It's like a root beer float of awesomeness, and instead of root beer,
that
having,
sounds really good.
Yeah, it was a very exciting, and it left a little minty aftertaste. Not enough mint, because it's only half an ounce to the full ounce of vodka, mm-hmm. so it's not enough to really, you know, be sickly sweet.
Overpower, yeah.
Right. So that worked pretty good. Now, I didn't want to go with, I can't drink gin that much, and I knew I wouldn't like the regular martini, and there's two persuasions now. There's the vodka and the gin, so I figured we better try both. Mm-hmm. Doug, you already have yours made?
Yes, it is now made and just about totally consumed.
All right.
Doug, do you like gin? Are you a gin drinker, Doug?
No,
probably the only one.
I'm an equal opportunity drinker. It's kind of hard to find something that, you know, I'm not into drinking.
Now it's pretty much like take a sip, not toxic.
I'm not dead. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so basically the whole idea of this martini is it's just basically a cocktail, right? With gin and now there's dry white vermouth and there's sweet red vermouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's Doug? Have you ever had red vermouth? I've never had that.
Sweet vermouth. Well, there's only really one drink that I have sweet vermouth in, and that's Manhattan's. Right. Manhattan is traditionally made with sweet vermouth and bourbon or whiskey. I drink a variation on that since I can't really do bourbon or whiskey, so I drink it with either cognac or brandy. Which is brandy made in the cognac region of France.
And then the sweet kind of offsets or balances it in a different way to get it more a little more tolerable for the alcohol, like the potency. I mean,
You're
basically cutting the alcohol.
It mellows the alcohol out, like the dry vermouth mellows out the either gin or vodka in a martini.
So if you go in order a martini, you're either going to go, I've heard people say I want a dry martini, or I guess I've never heard anybody actually say they want a sweet martini, but I guess you could do it. The difference is just going to be,
that's fucking awful.
What is
sweet vermouth in a martini? Well, in a classic martini.
Okay,
sweet vermouth is freaking awful.
It seems like sweet vermouth plus olive would be just one of the nastiest.
Yeah, bad combo.
Yeah. So,
yeah, not so good.
And like Kate was saying, or was it Dave that said that basically the glass.
Because we sound alike.
Yeah, you sound totally alike. Dave, you're such a chick. So the difference, basically what you're getting, for those that don't know what a martini glass looks like, or you do and you're just not sure, it's the cone-shaped glass bowl. It's kind of got a long stem on it. There's a wider version that's called a double martini glass. Yeah, creative. And then there's the regular martini glass. Now, I went out and I just bought martini glasses because I didn't have them, and I just couldn't do a martini without one. Last time I used a margarita glass, I got the double size. Now, the trick there is it's two times the size. So when you make one of these recipes we talk about, you're going to find your heart's just going to sink when you pour it, when you strain it out of your shaker. I did it and it looked like a shot. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's my whole drink. Because normally you float the ice in there, kind of pushes it up and everything kind of works. But I was looking at this glass going, that's not a drink. That's a sip. What the hell? So I just made another two. I doubled it and then I put it on top of the other one.
I doubled mine too.
Yeah. So just in case you have the double wides, you're going to want to do that. And the other thing, like you said, Doug, that martinis are often associated with high-end drinking, like rich people, snobs.
Not anymore.
You ever guys?
I think it's
no. I know now it's turning trendy. Oh. But did you ever see Frasier?
Yeah,
totally. That's the archetype character for a martini drinker. I mean,
that's true.
The rich, snobby, psycho battle guy. But now, I mean, if Doug's drinking a martini, it's become commonplace. But you know
what? Well, I think you were talking earlier about. I know that was.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take exception to that comment. But
I'm going to distract you with my right hand while I kick you in the nuts with my.
Jeez.
I was going to.
It's earlier tonight because Doug caught that one. I think that what you were saying earlier, Derek, about Three Olives having all these different flavors, I think because it's so trendy, people like to, you know, either do whatever. Like, I think, Dave, you have a pomegranate one. I have a pear teeny. There's apple teenies and your chocolate drinks and stuff like that. So I think it's just become, like, really mainstream, and then you can kind of do whatever take on it that you want to do. But I don't think too many people drink the classic martinis.
Yeah, who the fuck is drinking the chocolate martini, you nice motherfucker?
Hey, now.
Angry drunks. He gets a little gin in him, see what happens.
He gets very, what's the word? What's the word Doug uses all the time? Ornery.
Oh. Ornery.
That wasn't ornery. That was just mean.
No, I was actually
going to... Tell me I'm jumping on the martini bandwagon.
No, I'm bringing you down so I can build you up, Doug. Okay, what? I'm about to build you up after I'm done.
He's sort of like a drill sergeant, but yeah, not really,
exactly.
If he starts calling you Private Pile,
I wanted to follow Kate's trend of thinking here with the way it's coming kind of into the industry, because the two bottles I have the vanilla and I have the Three Olives chocolate, both of them they're just flavored vodkas, right? However. Mm-hmm. The labeling, first off, the label behind the Three Olives glass, behind the Three Olives logo, is a martini glass, and it's a frosted glass. But the clear part that you can see through is shaped like the martini glass with the cone glass, and then behind it, back set in the other on the opposite side of the print on the glass, is like what looks to be some sort of chocolate cake or something. You know, kind of like to make it look like it's. It's a clear liquid with chocolate floating in this martini glass. They mm-hmm. totally nailed this as the martini. These guys are going out, not saying we have flavored vodka, yippee, but we have martini mix, basically. It's a martini thing. You could use it for other stuff, but what would you use it for? Just martinis.
Right. Yeah.
Where,
so this goes back to the whole thing where, I mean, you're not going to find flavored gin, right?
Or if you do, it's going to have
a little bit of a citrus or something. I've seen a couple of them, but... I think vodka gives you a lot more of a, I don't know, you can have a more interesting thing to do with it, because gin has so much flavor by itself that if you start adding chocolate in with it, it's going to be, I can't even imagine.
It would be like adding like strawberry to Sambuca. You just don't do that.
That's why vodka, neutral spirit, put it in anything. All it's doing is getting you fucked up. It doesn't bring anything to the party. Gin brings itself to the party, which is why, in my humble opinion, gin is the perfect martini.
Yeah, but for me, see, it while it may bring something to the party, what it's bringing is the ugly fat chick.
I don't know what party you're going to, but gin ain't bringing her to mind.
Gin might be a nice guy and all, but you know,
you bring vodka
it's
along.
On his arm.
I don't know. I take exception with a few of those things that Doug just said. I mean, for vodka, I don't drink it just to get drunk. I drink it because it doesn't have an offensive taste to me. I mean, I mix it obviously with something, but it doesn't. You know, it doesn't have like a ton of flavor. And it doesn't like smell like when I have a red wine next to me and I'm watching TV, all I can smell is the wine. But when I have vodka there, it's just vodka. I don't know.
You don't drink.
For me, it just depends on what I spill on myself when I pass out.
I don't know. I just
no. Realistically, we did this in the vodka episode. The trick is vodka straight. You're doing it to get drunk or because you're on Atkins. There's only those two options. Really, I mean,
because you're on Atkins. Oh, because it doesn't have any.
It has no calories. So for Atkins consumers, it works great because they can drink as much as they want. They can get as drunk as everybody else at the party at their own rate without feeling left out because they can't have calories. For everyone else, if you're drinking straight vodka, that's like when you are probably should be thinking about stopping drinking when you guys pull out the vodka shots.
No one's drinking straight vodka.
Yeah, you are. After. Listen, we drank straight 151 proof rum. It comes when decisions being made are now ruined by alcoholic problems in your brain. Like you can't think anymore, and you're like, oh, you know what would be awesome right now? Let's do some Reposado Don Julio shots. Yeah. No, that's not a good time. It was. And I but when
real, real,
What?
Hold on. Real quick. My comment, though, about the vodka is you can put vodka in any type of drink, and the presence of the vodka is strictly there for the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
The presence of the vodka is not there to enhance or change any type of flavor that's going on in the drink. The vodka is strictly there to be the alcohol, and then you get to layer all types of other stuff on top of the alcohol to make the drink taste the way
that you want. I don't know. So you would drink whiskey just for the taste of it, or you would drink gin just for the taste of it. Even if you didn't want to get drunk, you'd be like, oh, I wish this came in non-alcoholic flavor. And you can have that. I mean, is that what you're telling me?
Gin Jolly Ranchers.
Because I don't think so. I think when you're having a drink, you're doing it to...
I want to hear the argument back because I couldn't come up with one if I had to do it.
Vodka does not bring its own taste to the table.
The reason that you like vodka, or that I like vodka, is that it doesn't bring an offensive taste to the table, and it lets me, if I'm mixing it with whatever pear teeny mix, I can taste pear. If I mix it with tonic, I taste tonic, and I don't have like some kind of offensive taste to it. But
If you're going to get drunk, you don't want to be offensive. Point. Right. So basically what you're saying is if you're getting drunk, you like the flavor of the gin and what it brings to the table. For Kate, when she's getting drunk, she likes the flavor of the other products within the – she probably has lower alcohol products, and she brings the vodka to bring it up to 40 proof – or 40%, sorry, 80 proof. To get it to the right level of let's say, relaxation. We're not drinking to get drunk. That's just immature. We're drinking because we had a rough day.
To relax. That we can sleep.
No, we have we've never confessed we are mature or immature, but I do drink to help myself fall asleep. I have done that.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I get wired.
I just drink to make the voices stop.
Well, there's a different reason for everybody, but the end result is the same. Some people find it offensive taste wise to have gin. I am one of those people. If it's not G-Vine gin, and I'm not getting paid, unfortunately, from the company that makes G-Vine gin, but they sent me a sample and it was good. It was a gin that I would make a martini out of, and I would probably offend other people because it's not, doesn't taste right or something, but it was a good gin and I don't like gin.
Yeah, I've never actually even had gin, so I'm totally just playing devil's advocate here, but I might actually like it. But
it actually doesn't have, like, it's not an unpleasing aroma. Like, I don't know, there's something about the smell of it that's actually kind of nice. Probably because I live out in the woods. But
right.
Yeah. Maybe you don't like it just with the vermouth. Maybe you'd like it with something else or to sip. Do people sip gin on its own?
Mm-mm. Gin and tonic.
No, oh. it's definitely
it's not one of those. Okay,
you always cut it. But you could say the same about vodka, right? Nobody sips vodka. Well,
right.
You
no,
sip it on
right.
ice, but that kills the that dulls the impact. So that's
I
that's
would
you
never
modifying.
Sip vodka.
Right.
You're more of a chugger.
Yeah.
She funnels vodka.
And it's great
vodka.
Because you can put it in a water bottle and nobody can tell the difference.
That's right. I feel drinky poo.
Except the friend that you're going out with. And then they know all about the water bottle.
Right.
Oh, shit. Are you already done with that? Fuck. We've only been out for 30 minutes. You're going to be trashed.
But when your friend is another chick, then you know it's a good time.
Maybe. Unless it's the one that Jen brought.
That's right. Jen just has no taste, man. He's out looking for them.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Well played, Doug. So what I was
That was really well played. You rewound to that?
Yeah,
and you
brought
that back up?
You are not drinking enough if you came up with that one.
Seriously. But it's so not Doug.
I want to get back
I'm
to...
I'm all on top of my conversation.
You are tonight.
I'm a tick player.
All right, so wait a minute. Let's run with the analogy. So gin is bringing the fat, ugly chick, and vodka brings the really nondescript chick that, you know...
No, hot chick with herpes. Hot chick with herpes. I call hot chick with herpes.
Is that tequila? What is it?
No, tequila? No. I don't know what... Tequila brings the Spanish... Mexican hot chick with the kind of the higher posterior area that you're like, oh, I dig that, but you don't know why.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm just come up with like envisionments for what alcohol would be represented by what type of woman. It's probably a really bad idea, but Dave started it.
Dave did start it.
I did. Okay. I thought it was a good analogy, but now that we're starting to run with it, I think.
Yeah, it's not really it's one we want to run with. But Doug, now that I crushed you and it made you seem so small, I want to build you back up. See, when we went to, I think it was your father-in-law's stepfather. Yeah. We'll go with
as a
stepfather.
Side note, they're from New Hampshire. So
right, so he could be my brother, cousin, and sister. The end result is when we went to the surprise party that I showed up late for, with my uncle, Doug, we all were drinking, and Doug went and he got a martini, like a dirty martini. Now you, my friend, looked a little higher class, I gotta say, than everybody else, because we all kind of dressed up a little, so we were all not uber fancy, but fancy enough. And when you're dressed up at like a wedding or surprise party or something a little more formal, when one dude at the table whips out a martini, you got to just give him props. You got to be like, dude, you know, I'm drinking a fucking – I was drinking margarita. My margarita looks so dirty compared to what he was drinking because he had the martini glass. He had the olive. He had the toothpick because it was all garnished out right. And you just kind of felt like a lower person for a few minutes. And, you know, it's a good feeling if you're that guy, but I can't do the gin. So I give you props for that. You could pull out the gin. You could drink a real martini, which I think is key when you're trying to look upper class. You got to go right for the real martini because it's not good for a lot of people. They don't like the taste. So, I mean.
Damn straight, man. Plus, I fucking kill when I'm wearing a jacket. So I got that going for me, too.
You see, the thing for me is regardless of what I'm wearing and what I have in my hand, I'm still going to look like an idiot. So
you're 7 feet tall.
Well, right.
So it's like, oh, look, a white basketball player with long hair.
I thought you were 7'4".
Yeah, I keep growing. Yeah, it's a result of all this drinking.
Right, exactly. I try and...
and people wonder, alcoholism isn't bad. It's like giganticism, but just slower.
Right. That makes
it ducks back to making no sense.
Yeah, that does stick with the other... You got to... Yeah. Don't do that again. Kate, you had a bad experience with this stuff, right?
Me?
Yeah. Well, you said you before the show, you were talking about how you tried it and it didn't work out.
I did.
Show us the doll where he touched you.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that's all right, too.
I made what I thought was a dirty martini, but I guess it's not. It was just a regular vodka martini recipe, but it was one shot of vodka.
Oh, it was vodka.
I'm sorry.
Vodka or gin?
Yeah, one shot of vodka and vodka.
Okay.
And a half a shot of vermouth and olives and maybe a little bit of the brine.
Did you do a shot of vermouth?
A half or three quarters of a shot. So yeah. It was like, wait, is a shot glass one and a half ounces, right? Like your standard?
No. Here's the trick. What? I just figured this out. I was doing this. I actually brought out the measuring cups to do this all right. Standard shot glass, like if you went to a gift shop and you bought a shot glass, you'd like.
No, but it's not a gifty one. It's just a plain,
that's
normal
fine.
One.
Like, but okay. most of them are going to be, if you fill it to 3/4 of the size, that's one and a half shots. So a full glass, like to the brim.
1.5 ounces.
1.5 ounces, sorry. A full shot to the brim is about 2. If you have the smaller, they almost look insignificant size. They're I think mine are from the UK, so they're actual UK measured shots. Those are actually 1 ounce because for some reason the UK the way they do it, their shots are smaller than ours. Ours are 1.5 US. Okay. Theirs are 1. So you got to fill it 3. You know, 3/4.
I did it like if it's an ounce or an ounce and a half, it's still, I did like one shot of vodka and a little bit under that, like 3/4 of the glass for vermouth.
So you're talking three, that's a big, so it's like 1 to 1.5.
No, it's really small. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't make that much, but and I put a little bit of the olive brine stuff in there. It was horrible. It was so disgusting. I dumped it out immediately and went for the paratinis.
What did she do?
The chick that
Doug,
I am.
Doug, what did she do wrong?
It's a vermouth. Yeah, vermouth will kill a martini in like in a second. The trick that I use for
gin didn't. This is a vodka. So
yeah, let's hear the trick because I'd love to. Okay. I'd like to try it. My next drink. I'll try that.
The trick is get your vermouth, pour just a tiny little bit in your martini glass, swish it around, and then pour it out. That's about all the vermouth you need.
What?
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh, so you coat the glass.
Yeah.
And then I get rid of it?
Yeah. I've heard of this.
Oh, that's why it tasted so horrible. I had a lot of vermouth in there.
Yeah, vermouth. Yeah, it'll
so basically I'm having straight vodka with a tiny bit of vermouth in there. I'm not going to like that either.
Yeah.
You
get the olive.
Am I?
It balances better than you'd think.
Okay.
It really does.
All right, because so I get this straight, I've got my martini glass. I'm going to pour a little bit of vermouth in, swish it around so it coats the outside, dump it out, and then I'm going to put a shot glass of vodka in there, and that's going to be my drink.
Yeah, or you could use like two. You could use like three.
It doesn't matter at that point. It's so potent. Okay,
depending on the size of your martini glass.
Yeah, it's probably two. You probably have a double size.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, see, when I had a note.
Because the recipe I look at, it says 1.5 ounces of vodka, 3/4 ounce of dry vermouth.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking.
Don't go there? Okay.
Because I have this.
And I put it with ice cubes in a shaker, and I shook it all up, and then I poured it into my glass, and it tasted awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a vermouth.
It was a vermouth. Okay.
That's weird.
I will try it that way.
So.
I recently I made myself a martini, and it was with really, really, really good vodka, and I completely fucked it up because I put too much and I knew better. I didn't use my own trick. I was just like, oh, I'll just add a splash, and it was just too much, and I absolutely fucking killed my martini. It was, and I cried.
That's probably why they put vermouth in such a small bottle when you buy it. It's
You're right.
I know.
It comes in really.
What's the purpose of the vermouth? Is it just to add a bit of sugar to the drink?
Or? Sweeten it.
Okay.
It didn't taste that sweet. It really tasted kind of...
Well, come on. You went way overboard. It's dry.
It's dry.
It's probably going to suck all the life out of your face. It's just,
it did. Like, my mouth just felt like... It was just gross. I wasn't sure if it was the olive part doing it, but it must have been the vermouth.
Kate would not be a fan of the Thunderbird.
No.
In the event you are ever at a convenience store and you're like, ooh, I would like to try some malt liquor, don't try Thunderbird. Because you would not like it.
Incidentally, if you are ever at that point where you're at a liquor store going, malt liquor, something went wrong in your life.
Yeah.
Either that or something went really, really, really right.
Yeah. In either case, it's probably not standard.
But it did.
I just want to point out that, about a week or two ago or something, I was putting out the recycling, and the bin that had all the glass stuff in it, on top of it was a Colt 45 bottle and whatever the fuck the other thing was.
Nice.
I drank. And I was just I'm trying to hide it under the other shit. I'm like,
do that. I'll take like all my 17 wine bottles and put them underneath all of the seltzer water bottles because you don't want your neighbors thinking that you just like.
You drank 17 bottles of wine in a week, in one trash week?
It's 2 weeks. It's two.
You drank 17 bottles of wine in 2 weeks? Holy Christ. You spent a lot of fucking money on it. I'm bowing to you right now. I'm making a shrine of Kate because I have a bottle of Francis Coppola that I've opened.
She was trying to fill out the card where you get a free liver.
Dude, a bottle of wine lasts me 5 fucking days. 5 days.
It was probably four. Okay.
You gotta decant that shit. Oh my God. That's awesome. No, I'm in awe.
Oh my God.
It helps me sleep and it has antioxidants, so it's good for me.
Oh, you're one of those.
Two.
What?
It would help me sleep.
Come on. I have like one glass a night, guys.
That's
no,
fun.
I think that's great.
I would
drink. It's the biggest glass ever. It's some people call it, Kate calls it a glass, other people call it a fishbowl.
Or a bottle. The whole bottle. Just took it right out of it, like fucking Boone's Farm. That's awesome.
I was just like rounding up, but anyway.
No, you can round up. So it's like 16.5.
I just wanted to get back to my martini. So after that one didn't go that well, I did make a Paratini. And if people don't really know that much about martinis, I just wanted to kind of like plug this. I got, and Dave knew exactly what I got. I got the Roses mix, Paratini mix. And I just it was really good. And I just did one part Paratini mix with one part Grey Goose vodka. And it is really, really good.
So how many can you make with a single Paratini mix? Like, is it a big bottle, like a daiquiri?
It's enormous. I mean, it would last me a couple weeks. It might last you all summer, but
so it's like 28 bottles really of wine.
So Kate, you're at what, step one then, where you admit the problem?
That's awesome.
But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for people that maybe don't know that much about martinis and they think that you have to have all these fancy ingredients. You can just get this mix and put one part vodka, one part mix, and it tastes really good. So,
hey, by the way, if you hear noise in the background, it's because apparently God is pissed at me and there's lots and lots of rain coming down. So if I cut out suddenly,
oh, great.
That's why.
So that means it's heading up my way.
I live in a valley, so
maybe it just hangs
like
there.
Storms tend to kind of concentrate here and kick our ass. So
nice.
But I am thirsty, so I'm going to bow out for a moment to go make something hopefully tastier.
I'm going
to
talk about olives while you're gone.
All right. I'll be back.
Yeah, and when he gets back, I'm going to try that
the new
way
mix
of making it that Doug just taught me.
All right. Oh, my God, that was awful.
I hope it's not bad.
No.
It's not bad, too. But if it is, I'll just make another Paratini. Those are really good.
Yeah, so
there you go.
Now, you got – I don't like – I've never had – I can't think of any time I've had an olive that I've liked it. Now, there's two kinds of olives. There's black olives and green olives, right?
Yeah.
What is the difference? Like, is there – there's got to be obviously a taste difference because –
there is a taste difference.
Yeah,
Doug,
I think there's a texture difference too.
Really?
I find the black olives to be, or maybe it's just the kind of black olives that I end up eating, but they seem to taste a little bit waxier and don't give as much as the green olives. From
did
a
Doug
taste
just
standpoint,
get really loud?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh no.
Nope.
Sorry.
From a taste standpoint, I think that the black ones I think taste a little more sour.
Okay, because I don't think I've had a green olive. I'm afraid of olives because I haven't had any good experience with them. So it's sort of like one of those things where if you haven't had one good experience, why would you ever go back? But they're supposedly so basically they add some sort of sweetness to it, right?
No.
What's
not
the
sweet
point? Is it just there for fun?
No, salt. Salty.
Salt? So
salty, yeah.
Are they salted on purpose or is that natural?
It's kind of what they compact in.
Okay, so it's like the vinegar-ish type stuff that they're growing or they're sitting in the bottle?
Yeah, more salty than vinegar.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just thinking pickles. So while the standard martini... Well,
that's funny that you say that because I was thinking that because I had a few olives earlier and I didn't think I liked olives. And I was thinking, wow, these remind me of pickles.
Oh, so do they taste anything like a pickle?
A little bit. It tasted a little pickly to me. It was obviously what do they call it? The brine or whatever, but whatever it was in, it was salty, but a little bit of that vinegar that you were talking about.
Okay. So what they're saying here.
I'm going to eat one real quick.
What?
He's going to eat quick, right?
Oh, okay.
Real time.
Real time taste testing. This is a pro
show.
But
I didn't think I liked olives. I think probably the olive I had tonight was the first time I've ever had a green olive. I've had the black olives like in salads and
Mexican
pizzas
or anything.
And I like that. I think those taste really good, but the green olives I was kind of scared of. But it tasted really, it reminded me of like a little mini pickle.
Oh, I'll have to try one. Just give it a whirl. I haven't had one since I was like 12.
Yeah, try it. I want to see what you think.
And what it says here is,
I feel odd man out. God, I love olives. I eat olives all the time. All the time.
I'm all about
no.
the olive tonight.
You're not odd. If you can eat olives, that's best of. I mean, that's awesome. It's one of those things I always have to pick out of food, and I'd like not to. I don't know. Maybe it's. And when it comes to martinis, I always have olives, and I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't get what. I can understand oranges. I can understand, you know, maraschino cherries. All that makes sense. The olives never made sense.
Because they're sweet.
Exactly.
The martini is a savory drink. It's not like a tiki drink.
It's completely opposite from a tiki drink.
Well, I actually, hold on. And as soon as I said that, I'll take it back, because where the market has gone with martinis now,
they
run the gamut. Now they're all.
It's a little different now.
Yeah, it's,
but
it's
if you really go, if you go to a restaurant and you order a martini, you should still get gin. You shouldn't get you shouldn't get a vodka martini, because it's not classic. You should still get the gin martini, unless you say, I want a vodka martini, which we'll talk about a little later. The other thing is with the olives, now I'm reading this from I wish Dave was here for this, but while standard martinis may call for 5-to-1 ratio of distilled spirits to vermouth, aficionados of dry martinis may reduce the proportions of vermouth drastically for a drier martini. Connoisseurs both. I was afraid that was going to happen.
Dave's back.
Yeah, Dave's back.
Did I leave it unmuted?
Yeah. That was bad.
You're got a fucking problem with the mute button.
I'm like just utterly failing it.
You fail tonight. You fail. So, anyway, connoisseurs.
I've got this like mute thing that I.
You just got to push worked, it.
But apparently doesn't.
Push it. No, not now, because that would be dumb. Right. Connoisseurs boast of sweetening the cocktail by merely coating the glass with vermouth. Citation needed. I got that from Wiki.
Wikipedia.
I read that right out of Wiki. I had to. It says citation needed. I knew Dave would freak. But I think we can citate Doug, because he just gave you that exact thing. Coat the glass with vermouth. This is connoisseurs. Doug is a fucking connoisseur. He's the man. He knows exactly what he's doing. Now, Doug, did you figure this out on your own, or did somebody say, hey, why don't you try coating the glass?
No, it was definitely learned.
Oh, so you came to the same conclusion that hundreds of people came before you that are now considered aficionados and connoisseurs. You're kicking ass. You did it in half a lifetime.
But I learned from professionals, which are my parents.
So you're like the Beethoven of martinis. What?
The child prodigy?
You're a child prodigy. Come on. She's rolling with it, dude.
Okay. Speaking of a dry martini, my stepdad, he drinks his martinis with no vermouth. He generally
gin and eats olives then.
So it's a perfect martini.
No, he's a vodka guy. So it's usually Grey Goose straight up with a twist of lemon.
Really? So he's drinking vodka?
Yeah, with a little lemon.
Yeah, with a little lemon.
And he calls it a martini?
Yeah.
See,
well, I mean, yeah.
Shit, what are you going to... It's funny that this is really the only drink where if you put it in a specific type of glass, you have a drink, rather than...
Yeah, this...
Normally, it's a core ingredient that makes it a drink.
So what are you drinking? I'm drinking a highball.
What about like a Cosmo, right? Like a Cosmo is a martini, basically, isn't it?
Doesn't it have cranberry juice?
Cranberry juice.
Right.
Yeah, but that's different, because if you drink a Cosmo, number one, you're a chick. Number two, the cranberry, it's a sour, sweet kind of mix going on.
The thing I'm drinking right now looks an awful lot like a Cosmo.
Okay. What did you put in it that makes
what
it a Cosmo?
It?
It's got to be
this
red.
This is a pomegranate martini.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
No, seriously, pomegranate is awesome.
Good luck with that vagina you got.
We're all pink on the inside.
So here... Oh, my God. I don't even know how to roll with this. I'm having a hard time rolling with this.
I'm sorry. Were you channeling Dr. Girlfriend?
Dude. So Doug, I guess, would be strict to the rules of martini making. He's like a connoisseur, because some of us consider vodka a martini, where Doug, I don't think, would consider putting vodka in a martini glass a martini at all, because it's not strict to the way it's supposed to be. And
I'm a reformed man. I started my martini journey, the wee lad that I was, with vodka martinis, because that's how I learned, you know, about martinis, hence stepdad martini.
Right.
But one day I was like, you know, I think I'd really like to try Gibson, which is a gin martini with pickled onions, you know, the pearl onion. I tried a Gibson, and I was like, wow, a gin martini tastes really good. And so from that day forward,
you are a changed man.
I've been a Bombay Sapphire martini guy. So
holy crap,
I got that going for me.
That's awesome. So based on that, you wouldn't consider – now, how do you feel about vodka martinis? Do you consider that to be a martini, or do you consider it to be a different type of drink altogether?
Yeah, it's a vodka martini. That's what it is.
So I've heard martini. Them – I guess they're called – you can call them vodka-tinis, a kangaroo, not sure how that comes out, and your typical vodka martini. If you go to a restaurant, you order a vodka martini, you're going to get a martini with vodka. I don't know if they use vermouth or not, but it's going to be some sort of vodka martini. And I think that nowadays...
Yeah, hopefully they do you a favor and add some dry vermouth in there.
Otherwise, you just have vodka in a martini glass.
Right.
But if you just order martini, expect to get gin. It's not the same as when you order a margarita and forget to tell them no salt. You're getting a whole different experience if you just order a regular martini. And you drink them dirty, right? They're Dougie.
Correct.
And dirty means how much? What do we add into dirty? It's not a porn movie.
Probably about a half an ounce ish of olive juice.
Oh, so a significant portion. So that just adds salt. So what does that do to the drink? Does it tone it down? Does it get rid of the pine salt taste?
Yeah, more or less.
Oh, so then would you consider that to be more of a like a cop out from a real martini? Like I can't handle the real one. I'm going with dirty. Or can you do either?
Well, personally, no. I would not think that is a cop out from a real martini. As a matter of fact, because people generally can't handle olive juice. So
that's true. I can't.
It's
I see a lot of winos on the street passed out in a puddle of olive juice.
Yeah. They're like,
looking for
man, fuck. I could have handled that drink if I didn't have olive juice in it. It fucked me up and made me pee a little bit more. It dehydrated me.
Well, yeah, obviously. Nobody wants to pee olive juice at bars.
My inside is Brian. Fuck, does somebody have a tomato?
Oh. So then, get back to your point. It's not a cop out. So you think it's more manly to put olive juice in there?
Sure.
I guess manly isn't the right word, but to traditional names, if you say a dirty martini, dirty martini, you're not saying that it's necessarily different. You're just giving it some more flair. You're not changing the recipe too much.
And just for my own edification, this is different from like a dirty Sanchez. Yes.
Yes.
What's
citation
that?
Citation needed.
What is this dirty Sanchez that you speak of?
So
Describe it for me.
Well, substitute out olive brine for feces. What? How does that make you feel?
I don't get it.
Good. Don't get it.
That's what Google is for.
I'm not even going to Google it.
No, you totally want to Google that.
No, I don't.
Anyways, back to the martinis. So we have flavor martinis. We have apple teenies, chocolate teenies. Chocolate martinis. I don't think they're called chocolate teenies. I made that up because I like them. There's
chocolate.
You've got three different types of martinis. You got dry, perfect, and sweet. All variants.
Count chocolate.
Now you have a variant. Now a dry martini is what Doug drinks. A perfect martini. If I remember, a perfect martini is just no vermouth, and then the sweet martini is using the sweet vermouth instead. So they're just variants of the types of vermouth. Apparently,
I totally don't get the sweet. No. I don't get it.
It's too tough.
It doesn't taste good.
Now, I think this came from when Winston Churchill chose to forego vermouth completely, saying that the perfect martini involved pouring a glass of cold gin into a bottle and looking at a bottle of vermouth. Like looking at, there's just gin.
Oh yeah, show your martini your bottle of vermouth. Yeah, you see it. Yep,
that's close. It's kind of like a Mexican beer showing in a whole bag of hops. Basically he just has a thing of gin.
See what the fuck you're missing?
Yeah,
fuck you. You don't get any.
Now I'm not a big fan of vermouth or gin, so I have a problem with that altogether. But to me, again, putting gin into a glass that's got a cone shape doesn't make it a martini unless you complete the shit, right? You got to complete the puzzle. You can't make a recipe by saying, oh, pour cold gin, you're done. That seems like a cop-out. Do it right. Am I wrong? Did everybody get dropped?
No.
Dave, you made an. Did you went and made a martini, right?
I did.
What now? What is this one you got going on?
This is a pomegranate one.
Nah.
This is the cheating one.
You're cheating? Why? Because it has vodka?
No, it's just a mix. It's by Roses again. It comes in a big glass bottle, and you pour one part of this mix and one part vodka, and you're good to go.
Well, that's
and I've done these by hand before, which is you get some pomegranate juice and all that, but this is easy, so it works pretty well, and it actually tastes pretty decent too.
What does it taste like? Just like a pomegranate explosion it's in your mouth?
Haven't had that happen, but yeah, it tastes like pomegranate juice with vodka in it.
Have you ever eaten a pomegranate?
Just, oh, yeah.
Like the seeds, just gobble them all up. Tastes really sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that.
Really? Mm-hmm. But who makes it?
Roses. Okay. Same people who do all the lime juice. Yeah.
So do you have the Roses bottle? Or do you have the bottle around?
I can go get it if you like.
I'm just curious to see if it's just high fructose corn syrup.
I'm guessing it probably is. I have a theory, by the way.
What's your theory? I'd love to hear this.
I can't remember if it's a theory or if it's a postulate, if it's complete horseshit, but... That's not going to stop me.
All right.
No, it's not.
Why do they put cocktails in these tall, spindly glasses with no mass? No. I think the purpose of it is to make you spill them so you have to buy more. Because as I got up to get my pomegranate martini mix shit, my headset looped around the little spindly glass and dumped it all over my desk. Well, so I had to go make another one.
What?
Well, I think, we were talking, Derek and I were talking about this earlier, where the martini makes such a small amount. I mean, however you make it, whether it's your pomegranate or your peritinis or just your regular vermouth and vodka or gin, it just makes a really small amount. So the glass makes it seem like it's a normal size, but it's really not. It's tiny but little.
Is there a need to have it on top of a really thin... you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Really how else would you do it that it would make it look like it was actually a normal sized drink,
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't worked out the physics of it, but all I'm saying is that you've got a lot of mass at the top and there's not much holding it up.
So. No, is it basic? It's sexy. It's all about if you see a chick that's all about mass at the top, you're probably not looking away, right?
Unless Jin brought her, in which case,
yeah. Right? Obviously, she's top heavy because it's all like her face. But no,
I don't
saying
know. Most men I know like a little bit on the top and a little bit on the or a lot on the top and a lot on the bottom and a small amount in the middle.
Oh no, I totally agree with you. This
let's discuss the badonkadonk, shall we?
There's definitely something to do with really nice hips and you need curves. You don't need curves. Yeah. For those that don't have curves, you're fine. If you're really fat, I'm sorry. What I'm saying though is
what's badonkadonk?
I don't know. I was
wrong. That would be junk really in nice. The trunk.
Yeah.
But
don't. Okay. So those are always nice. No, the trick is if you see.
The next lesson is brought to you by.
I'm not saying you would be asking her on a date, but if you see a chick that's really top heavy, you're still going to look. It's still in some ways sexy, whether you'd hit that shit or not. It's a personal preference, but it's you always look. I don't know why I'm going to say this, but the mall, right? Because that's where you see this shit, or the airport, or the water park, whatever. When you're walking around and you look at that, you got a buddy with you, you're like, hey, check this out. And you have to give him the nudge to say, dude, you got to see this because it's so crazy. It's all about just show and going, holy crap, that can happen to a woman?
No, it's definitely true. Yep.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's the most sexy thing. Yeah. It's just... not right. It's out of proportion, and the glasses are totally out of proportion, but there's something to be said for things that are out of it. People just go, whoa, that's different. And a martini glass is, what the fuck did you just send me?
I'm still going to stick with martini glasses is a way of making a really small drink look like it's normal size.
I totally agree.
It could be the thing, too, where you don't want to... There's no ice in the thing, right? So having it away from your hand isn't a bad idea to keep it colder.
Oh, what the... Okay.
Although I hold it up by the top.
It can't be added to this chat due to his or her privacy. Dude, what's with your privacy settings?
Who?
Katie Kate.
Oh, she just set up her system.
Me? What? Did I screw that up? I actually just downloaded Skype, so I probably screwed something up in my settings.
It says
you can't add me to your chat.
Can't be added to this chat due to his or her privacy settings.
Privacy settings. fact. That's crap. I didn't put any privacy settings on.
That's the problem.
Neither did I. And then I got random.
I just checked my privacy settings and it says allow anyone to contact me.
Here, hold up.
That's not a good idea.
There you go.
Because sometimes I get random. Oh, okay. Good job.
Oh, that's a cool looking martini glass.
Yes. So
just like me.
The Clio martini glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a. The base looks sort of like, what do you call that? A brandy snifter. Snifter with a martini. I've been drinking. Okay. You got to give me some fucking slack.
Pomegranate, and apparently it's totally not. It's pomegranate.
Pomegranate. If you say it fast enough.
And in there, and I'm not really
pomegranate.
Sure.
It sounds the same if you say it fast. But it looks like a brandy snifter with a cone shaped. Glass. I don't understand why, but it has that cool. It looks cool.
That is cool.
It's hand-blown.
I like the one Dave linked, the Deco Martini glass. That looks really neat.
Yeah, I don't know if Dave did that, but
I didn't link anything.
Yeah, that was Doug, but that's cool.
Oh, Doug, sorry. Dave sent me a test. Yeah, it was Doug. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a weird Deco.
No worry. I don't feel like I need to claim links that I sent.
Link credit. You didn't source the right reader.
Link credit. Citation needed. Doug. Citation needed. Doug.
No, I think the martini glass has its own weird sexiness to it. It is crazy. And you know what, Dave? In the martini glass's defense, I believe that they didn't design the martini glass for headsets.
So
here's
good.
What you need to like the
you spit
Clio
it out.
Ones?
Clio, yes.
All right, so here's the deal with those. Like that's what you really do with them.
What the fuck? I mean, put ice in there. Christ, that's awesome.
I mean, it's a perfect drink.
That solves the problem really Dave was talking about earlier.
Yeah, so what you're since people can't understand what we're saying, what we're seeing, the perfect glass for a martini is actually what looks to be a brandy snifter, but you fill the brandy or maybe a red wine glass. It could be a red wine glass. Both of them are kind of wide brimmed. You fill the deal with ice, like small shaved ice, and then you put a martini cone in the middle to keep to chill it, almost exterior chilling of the martini itself, which
you know
is
I saw these at a place in Japan, actually.
Well, Japanese, they always come up with the craziest shit.
Yeah, it is clever as shit. Look at that.
I mean, they have the Kama Sutra, right?
That's India.
No.
I couldn't hold it in. I was waiting. I let the pause go, but I couldn't do it. Sorry.
If people want to see what it looks like, you can just Google image martini chillers, and they're pretty cool.
Martini.
Yeah, martini chillers. And you just, because Dave was talking about it earlier, you know, you can only kind of make one martini at a time because they get really warm. But
yeah. I'm drinking them warm right now.
Oh, they have some really cool ones.
The other option,
the first one that comes out, that comes up, the one in the square.
Yeah, that is really cool. Now, it actually looks like bourbon, but it says martini.
Oh, so Derek, you were asking about this roses stuff that we use. You can actually go to rosesinfusions.com, and they're kind of in these quasi-funky bottle things that link together, but you were asking if there was actually anything remotely like a pomegranate in it, and I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Ingredients are water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, and then the ever vague natural and artificial flavors, which could mean anything, and then sodium benzoate, sodium citrate, red 40, and some other crap. So,
yeah, shit I stay away from. That's Alzheimer's in a bottle.
But you know what? It tastes pretty damn good.
Well, is it better than
of course it does. It's a fucking scientific laboratory in your mouth.
Jake's last week we did when I had my brother on, he decided he was going to pull a grand finale of a martini in a glass or a frozen martini. And the frozen martini consisted of wine and high fructose corn syrup and water. It was not necessarily anything to do with, I mean, a frozen margarita. Sorry, it was a frozen margarita in a glass. So how does a frozen margarita have wine and high fructose corn syrup? I don't know. But that's what he decided he was going to make. or that's what he bought. Hmm. He didn't look at the ingredients. He's like, oh, margarita, frozen. All I have to do is pour it in a glass and, you know, you're done. It had alcohol, 5% alcohol, whatever. But it, that stuff is not necessarily what it was, you know, what it tastes like and what it is not the same thing. And I don't know, you think they put some pomegranate into your drink. But I,
yeah.
What the hell? You don't need pomegranate in a pomegranate martini.
You don't?
No, you need sugar and artificial flavors. That's all you
that's
need.
Right.
Just, I mean, yours probably doesn't even have any peach. It's probably just something that tastes like peach.
Pear.
I think the reality is if you're drinking something like this, you're going to be ill regardless of whether there's real juice in it or not.
Not ill, just hay.
Well, yeah, because I'm on my third Piartini, and I mean, I feel like I haven't had anything to drink at all. I mean, I'm feeling buzzed, but...
Yeah.
You know, if I have a vodka tonic, that fills me up because I've got like this big glass of tonic with some vodka in it, you know?
You have something
but
to offset
But when I'm having
it.
These little Piartinis, there's like no volume to it.
No, and it's 1-to-1 mix, so you're doing, you know, a shot for every...
Lying down.
What you need to do is you need to crank it up and do like a 4-to-1. Making a drink that's double the size isn't good enough. Because all you did is double the volume. You need double the alcohol. God.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's the way to roll. So I also, when I was this is a great story from drinkboy.com. I don't know what drinkboy.com is, but it's a site about drinking. And he says, I was talking with a bartender friend of mine the other day who said he no longer includes any vermouth in their martinis that he makes. It's an issue with cost. If a customer sent a martini back saying that didn't have enough vermouth, he could easily add it. But they said that if it had too much vermouth, he couldn't take it out. He said that even so, he occasionally gets a customer who claims his martini has too much vermouth in it. Isn't that wrong? People, the psychology behind a drink to actually, there's a mood that is set when you drink something, and I think that's why certain things taste better when you're in certain scenarios. Like, I've had people who said, your margaritas taste so, oh my God, hold on a second. Somebody pouring ice.
No, it was me, ice.
Oh, no problem. A buddy of mine says, I can't make a margarita like you do. I'm like, well, dude. You do like a half shot of or less of Grand Marnier to every shot of vodka or a full shot of vodka and a whole lime. Pour it in a fucking glass. Put in some agave syrup and you're done. And he cannot. He's like, it doesn't taste the same. How can you take the same recipe? I instant messaged it to him. He made it. He says it doesn't taste the same. He's got
you know
the same
why?
Vodka.
He's making,
I mean, the same
slave labor always makes things taste better.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, anytime somebody makes something for themselves, it never tastes as good as if somebody made it for them.
What is with
it
that?
It sucks.
It's
I don't
like
know,
sex.
Man.
It's both Hornitos, silver, tequila, the same measurements.
It is? Like how?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's never quite the same by yourself.
Now, another great analogy from Dave tonight.
It is.
You can do it yourself the exact same way someone else does it for you, and it's not going to be as good.
No. There's a lot of truth to that, and that's one reason that it's called by yourself. Nothing is as good by yourself.
True.
And it's also harder because you can't fit your mouth down there. What were you saying?
Look, the yoga classes are really starting to pay off, though.
Oh, my God. I totally lost any train of thought that I might have had.
No, you can keep going.
Okay. I don't know if this is – we can just cut this right out. But
No, we're going to leave it in.
Which pretty much flags us to say, yes, this is
sticking. This is sticking around, Luke.
By
this is
all means,
around.
Keep this. No, this is actually just totally off topic. And
two men? Was it two men?
Masturbation. Oh. No, I just found a great recipe for margaritas. And I know this is martini night, so we can cut it. But I go to this restaurant in Needham fairly frequently. It's called Blue. And they make the best margaritas I've ever had. So I was like, you know, I try to make margaritas at home and they never taste this good. Can you tell me you know, how you make this. Is this fresh lime juice or whatever? So the waitress goes, talks to the bartender. I guess he didn't want to give up the recipe. He wouldn't give all the parts, but just the actual ingredients. So it's sour mix, tequila, and Sprite. And I made it, and it was fantastic. Really, really good margarita. So
you use sour mix
instead of like whatever you would use, whether it be fresh lime juice or a margarita mix or whatever. You use a whiskey sour mix, a little bit of Sprite just to give it a tiny bit of like body to it. Not really carbonated,
It lightens it a little.
And then a little tequila and a little squeeze of lime. And oh, it's incredible. But anyway. We can cut that out. I just thought I would tell you guys because I know a couple of you are big margarita drinkers.
I never thought of using Sprite.
I never thought of using Sprite, and I never thought of using sour mix. I mean,
You just masturbated.
I just made a tequila teeny.
What?
Tequila teeny.
By accident? Did you make it by accident? That's the question. How do you do that? I just made one. Oops.
I specifically set out to make a tequila martini, but with tequila. It's nothing like all martinis. It has two fucking ingredients. It has tequila and sweet vermouth.
Oh, sweet.
I figured that the sweet vermouth would actually go better than the dry vermouth. And I think I was right on with that. It's not bad.
All right.
Although if I had an añejo,
oh,
man,
dude,
this fucker would fucking rock,
dude. That would be awesome. You're making me salivate just thinking about it. Speaking of salivating,
it's really good.
So what I decided to make was a crazy cow, and
are we talking about Jin's girlfriend again?
No, this is vodka straight up. This is chick with herpes. What we got here is it looks like the way Doug makes his Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Oh, you guys don't all have Dunkin' Donuts. Well, we do, but not everybody listening has Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But it... All right. Basically, when I've seen Doug get coffee, he gets like 10 shots of cream. It's really unhealthy, but it's funny to watch. I made a...
10 and 10, baby. 10, 10 and 10.
10 and 10. For those that know what that is, it's funny. So, the crazy cow, 2 ounces of... 3 olives vodka. All I had was chocolate, so that's what I went with. Don't know how that's going to change this. It should be okay. I think I just typed it wrong. 1 ounce of coconut rum and 1 ounce of Irish cream. Now, I bought caramel Irish cream, so I figured that would be good enough because, I mean, caramel just
pretty
bumps
good
up.
At following directions.
I know. Shut up. It was awesome.
No, seriously.
This is what I got. This is what I deal with. So it looks like
the car needed oil, but I figured that, a little bit of Gatorade and
chicken.
Chicken.
I just put chicken in there. It looks like a 10 and 10. It looks like you have coffee, but way too much cream in it. No, sorry. It looks like a White Russian. Or, I mean, same thing, right? It's very white. It's a white martini. Picture white creamed martini. For Kate, picture... No, never mind. That just...
So, did you say for the Crazy Cow recipe, you use chocolate vodka?
I use chocolate vodka, yes. And I think that's what... I really got to go out there and look.
It sounds like something you get for a kid, doesn't it?
No, dude.
Yeah. Like, you need regular vodka in your house.
I have regular vodka. I have like 7 regular vodkas. I run a drinking blog. I get a lot of shit for free. No, I have a lot of vodka. But the trick is I only have so much right here at the microphone. So I used chocolate vodka, and I think that's okay because when I was going through the three olives recipe, I was in the chocolate section. So everything was based on the chocolate vodkas. Coconut rum. Irish cream. I used caramel Irish cream. I think that would just be like regular Irish cream, but better. So you could see how it's going to be white because the Irish cream itself is white.
So the only thing you've stayed true to in that recipe is the coconut rum.
No, everything is true. I think it's chocolate vodka. You want me to go? Fine. Fuck that. No, I'm going out to 3olives.com right now. I apologize for the sound you won't hear that I'm going to hear. I'll try and pause it.
I really admire your sincerity, but you've totally not stuck to the recipe whatsoever.
No. I wrote this down. I wrote it down. It's here.
Kate, you realize you need to come back every week just to whine as much as possible.
Hold on, I gotta shut the music here because it's gonna be blaring.
Is it me or is he getting pissy? But he's
oh
not
no, you can't. Listen,
you follow the recipe. You gotta follow the recipe.
No, 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 no. Check this out. The amount of okay. drinking I've been doing, there's no way I'm pissy.
I bet you make some really fucked up cakes.
Yeah, my cakes
eggs,
are made.
I don't need eggs. I'm gonna use
chicken. I always use chicken.
I think it was
chicken. Chicken is what I use. Hold on, let me validate this. 2 ounces of 3 olive chocolate vodka. Fuck yeah, I have it right. I know exactly what I'm doing.
It doesn't say that on your Crazy Cow recipe. Okay.
Dude, I'm pulling this from the blog, from their website right now. 2 ounces, 3 olives, chocolate vodka. I just typed it wrong when I was sober.
Music though, that's the key.
I'm just looking at your recipe on the website. It says 3 olives vodka. It doesn't
three
say chocolate
olives.
Vodka.
Olives. No, it doesn't?
No.
Cold.
Not on
just
the.
Use this too. What else have you gotten wrong?
Not on the Google doc.
Refresh it. It says it now.
Well.
No, you guys, you don't understand what I'm making here. This is fucking.
It does say it now.
No, put everything aside.
It says 3 chocolate olives.
Shit. God damn it. Fuck you and your alcohol, you Satan's demon.
You such and such. I'm gonna.
Did I ever tell you how vodka really fucks with my brain? Okay.
I'm really fucked up too.
No, all right. A good word.
How can you be fucked up? You're drinking like 1% alcohol in your crazy little drinks. Yeah. I know you're doing. What are you doing? Peach martinis.
Wait, what's at the end of that recipe?
Why is pear so hard for you? It's pear. It's not peach.
Pear. Wait,
check the recipe again. Look at the document.
3 olives, oh, chocolate please. Vodka. What? What?
Reload it.
I did.
There's something weird happening.
I'm going to pee myself. Stop that shit.
All over my keyboard.
Oh, man. Oh, don't reload it. It's bad.
Reload what?
The Google document. If you printed it out, you can't reload it. But if you didn't, it's the unfortunate part about having a shared document is things just show up that shouldn't be there.
How do you reload it?
Hit the reload button.
Refresh my browser.
Oh my god!
Technology for the loss. Yeah,
technology.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I thought that it was gonna have like. There's nothing here.
Mine actually did it itself, and it just all of a sudden it showed up.
Yeah, it will eventually. It will definitely show up on its own.
No. Is it a link to Louie?
Dip
your balls in it?
Yeah, no. 2 girls, 1 cup. No, check this out. You guys got to understand what I'm making here. Crazy Cow, I highly suggest this recipe. And if you could add caramel Irish cream, all the better. Basically, it looks like iced coffee. Oh my God, this stuff is awesome. Ooh,
Derek has chosen to take the girl stance tonight with his mint to chocolate chip martini and chocolate diamond martini.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to play the bitch, and that's me tonight. I have no problem with that. I'm cool because you know what? When it's in a martini glass, it's all cool. And if somebody saw me at a seriously, if you were at a bar with this, it would look like you're drinking a coffee out of a martini glass. Like an iced coffee.
Very high class stuff.
With your cocoa. 100% high class. This is the only way you can get higher class is if you were to fuck Madonna. Is it important
when you drink this to lift your pinky? Or
I was only because it's really sticky from all this fucking alcohol. No, dude, this is like picture a good Starbucks coffee. Little caramel undertones with a sweet on the palate. No alcohol taste at all. A little coconut taste, a little Polynesian, if you will. You don't have to even dip your balls in it to taste it.
Does it erase the taste of semen from your mouth? Or
I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't have any semen handy.
You wouldn't want to?
Yeah.
Is that what you were starting to say?
I wouldn't have any. I don't have any semen handy. Give me 30 seconds, I can drum some up, but other than that, no. Very good drink. The Crazy Cow, it's 2 shots, 3 olives, chocolate vodka, 1 ounce of, 2 ounces of three olives, chocolate vodka, 1 ounce of coconut rum. I used Parrot Bay. I think. Let me check. Yeah, I used Parrot Bay coconut rum, Captain Morgan's, and 1 ounce of Irish Cream's caramel flavor with a hint of caramel. Irish Cream. Awesome. Awesome. So, Dave, did you finish off?
At least he went to Dave.
I'm not sure I agree with that segue, but okay.
did you got your gin martini, you got your vodka martini, you've got your pomegranate martini.
Right.
You did. So the pomegranate martini was all mixed. You finished off all your shit?
No, I couldn't do the gin one. I cannot do that.
Gin was a pass. Vodka martini, what do you think? Three olives vodka.
Not so good.
No?
I mean...
Dry vermouth? Was it the vermouth?
Really fucking strong is what it comes down to. It's just like, it burns, you know?
So is it the vodka or the vermouth?
It's the vodka. It's okay. Not the vermouth. Vermouth is... whatever. Vermouth just doesn't taste good. I mean, I know it's used for a sweetener in these, but...
If I could just jump in really quickly.
Jump in.
I do think it's both. I think it's the vodka and the vermouth. I think it's the combination of the two. I don't know. You might have gotten sweet vermouth, Dave.
No, but I got dry.
Okay, I got dry as well, and it's just horrible. Vodka on its own is awful. So you have to mix it with something that kind of like breaks that up a little bit, and vermouth just doesn't do that.
So
I think it's kind of both.
What I'm thinking you need... And probably not Dave, because I know he wouldn't actually go through with this. But I think...
Paratine.
No. Obviously, the mixes work great, but because you're masking it with sugar and craziness. That's right. Always a good idea. Not really. But I think if you went out and bought one of these like flavored vodkas, like if you did like a raspberry chocolate or vanilla chocolate or one of those, you're going to get a different experience, because it doesn't taste... Picture vodka where you mix chocolate in there, right? Normally vodka, this, by the way, all the vodkas that are flavored that I found were all 35%, which is a little less than normal. And I think that makes a difference, because you're getting, first off, chocolate vodka already mixed. You don't have to do any work. It's really easy, right?
Out of the bottle.
You take chocolate vodka, vanilla vodka, you pour it in a martini glass, you throw in one of these other ingredients like cream de coco or creme de menthe or both, and you're done. It's not a hard idea.
You know what? There's
vanilla.
Something to be said for that, because like while I really like a real margarita, I will occasionally just use a mix because it's so much easier than, you know, crushing limes or you know, if limes are out of season or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a quick way to make a drink instead of having to deal with all the other stuff, you know?
Which is why I brought up the sour mix earlier, because it takes the place of the lime. You do the sour mix and a little bit of Sprite. It works perfectly if you don't want to be like all, you know, grinding your own limes and stuff.
See, I don't have a problem with limes. I just squeeze them, they're done. They're like, it takes like 3 seconds. The limes, the trick, you want to know what it is? It's not that the limes take a lot of time to squeeze. It's that they go bad if you don't use them. So for instance, in the summertime, and I have 6 limes on hand at all time. In the wintertime, it's usually like 3. But if I'm having a week where, you know, I'm trying to review for the blog or whatever, and I'm not drinking margaritas, I'm drinking wines or some beer that they sent me or something, those limes will end up rotting, right? So you're spending money on something you might not use. Where roses or any of the other or mix, you can put it in your shelf and it stays there for fucking, you know, 20 years. Doesn't matter. At least a year, right? So you can go and you can make a drink whenever you feel like it. When you have a lime, you've got about 2 weeks of time to really think about making it. And if you do it too early, it's going to be sour. If you do it too late, it's going to be sour. So you got to get it someplace in the middle. If you have a mix,
I will also say with the margarita mix, I've bought 3 different kinds, or at least 2 different kinds. I know I bought the roses kind, and I bought the stirrers.
Yep.
And both were just, they were just sickeningly sweet to me, and I even tried to like go a little bit lighter on them, but that's where the sour mix comes in, because I think it kind of cuts the of the tequila, but it also you know, it doesn't add too much sweetness. But
and I think you could do that
this
for
isn't
all
a tequila
of these
podcast, but
in any case, even with a martini, if you're doing a mix, it's already pre-balanced. If you're trying to make a mix like the one I have, I still cheat because I still have chocolate vodka. I didn't make my own chocolate vodka. I didn't use chocolate and vodka.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $9.99, right? So
you did use creme de coco.
I did, and that was like $5.99. So realistically, to make a good chocolate martini, you're looking at maybe $25 for, I don't know how many you can make with this. You'll be dead if you have them all at once. But right. You have a lot of choices once you've done this. And then if you want to go out and buy a raspberry, you can go
buy
a raspberry.
Is that a challenge?
No, definitely not a challenge. Because I've seen you on Scorpion Bowl. It's not a pretty scene. I think you have a lot.
It's fine. I was absolutely fine the next day because I got all the bad stuff out.
Right. You got to get out the demons. You did get out the bad stuff. I do thank you, Doug, for digesting prior to the throw.
Getting it out.
That was nice.
Actually, that's one part of the story that I didn't mention.
What's that?
All right. So in the event you are going to have a relatively serious drinking night.
Right.
That may or may not involve scorpion bowls.
May.
Here's my advice to you, fellow drinker. Do not think that a few sushi rolls and some hibachi shrimp are going to cut it.
Some you had 12.
I didn't have 12. I didn't eat all those.
Oh, okay. But you had.
And still, it was shrimp.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it wasn't like I was eating, you know, like.
You fucked up. You didn't have enough heavy protein. You didn't have enough steak. Nah. You didn't have enough chicken. Nah.
Or rice or anything that could absorb anything.
Yeah. See, that's where you went wrong.
Awful.
But we had a lot of. We went to a Japanese restaurant prior to doing the drinking, so that did help for some of us. Not Doug. It was funny to watch you.
Again, I just completely ate the wrong shit.
You know what we need? We need a podcast about what do you drink to get yourself over the drunken hump. Like, you want to, what do you pack in your stomach to be able to survive a really rough night of drinking so you're not that guy?
Well, you know, I was actually thinking, I mean, all joking aside, like, what do you generally, you know how, like, different drinks go with different foods, like, pairing? With a martini, is that just, like, anything? Or are there, like, oh, I'm going to have haddock tonight that usually goes with a martini or whatever?
I don't think
or is martini is just...
Martini, is that, like, an after-dinner thing?
Martini before?
I would consider a martini strictly just a cocktail.
So okay. After or
not
before?
Not something you actually drink with a meal. Okay.
Correct.
Just wondering.
Because of the saltiness and... I would go with wine for dinner and then followed by a martini, because then you don't get drunk as fast.
Wine or beer.
Beer. Yeah, definitely beer. It's easier to pair wine than beer, because beer is – there's so many varieties. With wine, it's like, oh, well, I want a red. I want a Merlot. You can come up with something, you know. It's just the beer gets complex. Or you just drink anything.
Okay.
Budweiser. And no, I'm talking like real pairing, you know, like science and shit. I don't know that shit.
No, yeah, but actually there are an immense number of different varieties of wines.
No, I know, but if you go to a restaurant, this is what you're going to get. Pinot Noir, you're going to get Merlot, Cabernet, then Shiraz, not on the menu. I don't know why, but it's not there. Then you're going to get white wines, which I always skip. So when I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, Merlot, do I want something that's going to be heavier, drier? You know, I can pick, and I'm at an Italian restaurant. Yeah, I'm going to, regardless of what red wine, it's probably going to be fine. Beer, I get confused. Honestly, I get Dos Equis, good with Mexican food. I know that because it's Mexican. But, you know, besides Bud, which is like water, what am I going to get with a beer that's going to pair with a food? I don't know. I'm sorry. Heineken? I can never go St. Pauli girl?
Heineken?
Oh my god.
What? I'm just saying.
What do you mean what? You know
it's
what?
Okay. We don't all know as much about.
I don't know shit. This is what I'm trying to say. That's
okay.
It's clearly
I think
where
that
I'm
can
going.
Be applied to any of us, really.
Right.
No, Doug knows some shit. It's just about
Doug, which is weird because at first I didn't think he knew anything. And then like as the podcasts were going, I'm like, good God, this guy knows something about every different kind of alcohol. It's great.
It's yeah. No, it's really fucked up.
It's impressive. I wish I knew that much about, you know.
I know.
Different things and what you drink them with and, you know, what they're going to taste like and things like that.
You don't understand. I like drinking. Yeah, well, he likes He's drinking. Good. My uncle is pretty good at it. My whole family actually
pretty good about it. Yeah. Oh my God.
My family
But when you think about it, it's a good thing to know because you do, I mean, unless you don't drink, but if you do drink, it's kind of nice to know like, oh, this is going to taste like this or like I'm going to pair this with this or
I grew up in the same family as Doug. The difference is I just didn't give a shit. So
pay attention.
Yeah, I didn't give I never pay attention. I was just like, "Ooh, beer. I can get drunk on that." Oh, beer with more alcohol. Yes, I can get drunk on that. That was my, you know, I wasn't really thinking like, wow, this pairs good with that. No, fucking beer. Mmm, tasty. No, it's different. We grew up in the same type of family, but with different, I don't know,
priorities.
Goals. Yeah, priorities. No,
that's okay.
We have the same priorities. I just never put enough concentration into it. Once you know something about something, you still have to learn a little more to mature to actually be able to talk about it. And he's gotten to that level.
That's why you're lucky you have Doug around because he can bring the...
And by the end of the podcast, he's usually pretty funny, so that's another plus.
I don't know what you mean there.
I know, I can tell.
Clarify yourself.
Well, I could clarify you by asking this. Does anybody have anything else to add to the martinis? No. Okay. No. This is Derek Schomer for Dave, Kate, and our friend Doug, and our podcast producer, Luke Lydell. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. You can reach us at everydaydrinkers.com.
See, that was lame, man.
What are you talking about? Hey, it's a sign.
You were today when you did.
You don't have to hippify it.
Hold on a second.
Fine. This is Doug Peterson for Dave, Derek, Kate, and our podcast producer, Luke Lydell. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers and not like that half-ass shit that Derek just tried to pull. You can find us at everydaydrinkers.com.
See, mine was just cash. You get all, like, drunk on it.
Get all drunk on it.
I just had a Google orgasm.
Hold on, I'm gonna mute this while I fix my headset.
She picked now to mute her to fix her headset. Right when Sorry. I do the call in.
We've been waiting for like 45 minutes.
I know.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, and it's like headphones, right? I mean, how many places can they go?
No.
Wait, that's another podcast. Never mind.
Oh my God. Who's got the mic now?
That was not me.
That was me. I'm an asshole. Okay.
So you guys need.
I thought I hit the mute button and I not so.
No,
it's really. Is it? Was it because you were trying to take a sip of your drink? Because it's really hard to drink with the microphone thing there.
No, I think what it is my head has gotten bigger, so the bandwidth cutting into it.
Honesty is the best policy.
It's a tiny little.
Like they put in, a shepherd's pie. Not shepherd's pie. Fuck. Turkey.
Yeah.
It's got turkey in it. It's got turkey and it's got green. What the fuck? God damn it. I'm thinking the wrong words.
Holy shit.
Only one that's getting a headache.
Turkey. Turkey, those little onions, green peas.
Turkey pot pie?
Pot pie! Fucking A!
Know how to go through that series of questions to determine if somebody's had a stroke or not?
Dude. My bad. I totally apologize for blanking. Yes, yeah. Pot pie is what I was trying to say. So fucking pot pie. There's a little thing to
like if you really need to think, you can just stop talking for a minute.
Yeah. No, you can't. It's a goddamn podcast. There's no time for silence.
God forbid you edited out
Oh, yeah.
I totally want to rewind that.
Oh,
my God.
Anyway.
Hang on. I'll go get it.
All right.
Right back.
This is the intermission music because nobody's here to talk to me. And dog, you still here? I changed
what the hell are you guys doing?
What?
Mario intermission.
Yeah, we're just...
Hey, I'm back.
I knew that Kate disappeared because I asked where she was and she didn't answer, so she did the mute. See,
well, here's the thing. You guys were like jabbering away for so long, I couldn't find a moment to kind of get in there and say, I'm going to go make another drink.
That's fine.
So I was like, oh, they won't notice if I'm gone. So then I went and I made another drink, and then I had to pee, and then I had to let the dog out. So
holy shit. So you pretty much just had a whole day's worth of shit while we were talking.
I made two drinks, actually.
How's the novel coming along?
Five chapters while we were gone. Oh, my God.
All right, yeah. I mean, if you're sitting at a bar with a headset, it's probably going to take away from any...
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've seen that before.
It's like getting Rickrolled, but
Everclear a link for me.
I don't know.
I have sat through 37 spins.
Okay, that's like, they changed the name.
It's not really a game. You're not supposed to go for, you know.
How many spins?
That was a lot of spins before I realized that looks like, never mind.
Yeah. That is something that UK
that looks like a windmill
are okay with, but maybe not like other
it's like
men.
It looks like a female, but
nope.
Not.
There's no female there. That was male sex.
Oh my God, my heart hurts.
I think we're in the chicks with dicks category at that point.
Yeah, because the rest.
Where was the chick?
Was that you, Dave? You're a bad person.
Dave did send that. It says, Dave, this crushes.
If I had a nickel for every time someone told me that.
Actually,
it's really fucking good.
What I'm making right now, besides... Oh, God, this shaker is so sticky at this point. Speaking of masturbating. What I've got here... Oh, God, I can't even get the... I'm using a napkin because it's so sticky.
I know you did not just say...
Wasn't that well placed? Well played, Derek. Awesome. You can say it. I'm pouring my... Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God. Stop. Seriously.
I can clean that up later. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
All right. I understand now why they don't put ice in their martini glass. Let me clean this up. All right. So what? Here's the deal.
Yeah, they can. My dog's neutered, and he gets it all the time. Oh, my God.
Is this during the peanut butter thing? Or?
It's so ridiculous. Like,
so, wait. Kay, do you smear peanut butter in your vagina to see if he gets run rocket?
No! Oh, my God, don't do that, because he's my dog.
Because he's your... So if he's somebody else's dog, it's okay?
No!
That was so bad.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pee myself. Crazy
then
cow.
Then scroll all the way down to the crazy cow recipe, and right underneath that, Dave added one of his favorites.
And yes, it's Dave's favorite.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny too.
How much have you been drinking?
Not enough.
I'm sorry, I was looking for pictures.
No, pictures.
Hey, what? Doug. Under the show notes, did you write that stuff?
Which one?
Your part? Name?
Master.
Oh, no.
No, he wrote that. No, he did. He wrote that.
The dirty, part as I, in, I'm a dirty boy. Dirty.
Not really. More
not
like dirty.
Really, more like dirty as in dirty with all droppings.
Did you see the new drink recipe as well?
Wonder who?
Doug, did you write that?
I don't know. I think I might have. I don't think I did, though.
Grim Day Go-Go Surprise Best Served Sticky. One Derek. One Derek. Five or six girl drinks. I gotta find those. Whoa. Three guys in chaps in one stick.
I don't get the stick to bite.
Five of Derek.
One stick to bite. You know, because you don't want to. You don't want to sound like a chick when you're getting fucked in the ass, Doug. Do you get it?
Yeah, because that's a turn off to the guys in the chaps, is it?
It's like a pillow biter, you know, like you do it to be silent, to take it like a man. Do you follow? It's funnier if I don't have to describe it.
Really in depth into this.
So you know? Yeah.
I'm trying not to have to describe it, but Doug's being so silent over there. I don't know if he's like... I don't know.
No, I'm trying to figure it out. If I wrote it, dirty as in I'm a dirty boy, dirty.
I'm a dirty boy, dirty.
Sorry, he's down there. He's down on the other part.
I don't really recall doing that.
No, no, you wrote that. You did. It was there like way before the show.
Oh, good.
You used the word dirty like 8 times.
Which makes it funny.
Scorpion Bowl.
One, two, three, four. 6, 7. Actually, I used dirty 7 times, not right. 8.
Now,
oh, sorry, oh, I did that. Was horrible exaggeration on my part.
Actually,
I'm a dirty boy. Dirty, not really. More like dirty, as in dirty with all of droppings. Dirty.